Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Now Jesus is the door to freedom. He's the gate to life called eternal. He made the way, he spoke the truth. He said, I'm the light. Choose this day who you'll serve. What path will you now choose? What road will you now take? Will you choose the wide road, or will you choose the straight gate?
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Praise the Lord. And thank you, Sister Sharon. Welcome to all tonight to the program that opens up End Days Truth, the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Revelation chapter 7, verse 14. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. It is up to you, my dear listeners, as this program is listener-supported. That is the only way it can stay on the air. I do not have a big organization behind me to help me stay on the air, only my listeners. You may think your giving, no matter how small, is pointless, but your giving does make a difference to you and to me, and it helps Signs programs when combined with love gifts of others to be on the air. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version, not the new King James, the original King James Version. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Watchman comment. Let me add to that, whosoever heareth, let him understand. To all those listening out there tonight around the world. Now, most believe that verse means the Antichrist will stand in the newly rebuilt third Jewish temple, and the Antichrist's presence will cause the desolation of that temple, and of course that is possible. However, think about this. When that third temple is built, the Jews will immediately begin animal sacrifice all over again, just like they did so many years ago, before Christ died on the cross and the veil of the temple was rent, because the Orthodox Jews do not believe that Jesus was the Messiah. Now, what could be more abominable to Yahweh's holy eyes than the rejection of his son he gave as the last blood sacrifice to end all animal sacrifices? Hebrews chapter 6, verse 6. Seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to open shame. Now, that is an abomination that will cause the end of days to be seen clearly by all on earth, and I suspect the revealing of the two witnesses will be around that time. Revelation chapter 11, verse 3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. You ought to read that Revelation chapter 11, verse 3, and the verses around it. They are pretty interesting, and they concern the end of days. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's prepare our hearts on this program for the true truth and for all the spiritual trials of the end of days as we proclaim, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
1:9.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am. Has sent me unto you.
I Am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
Oh, says the Lord, I speak to you, I speak to the world. Do you not see the hand of mine upon man and upon the earth? Do you not see that the end times are here, that the coming of my Son is very close? Oh, I say unto you, look at the things that are happening around you, says your Father God. For I am causing the things that come upon the earth to wake up the people of the earth, to wake up my remnant, says God. Be ye warned by these things, says the Lord.
Peace, peace, you say. But I say unto you, suddenly destruction will come upon you. For you have rejected your God who has come to you, says God. I, the Lord God, have made things all set for my glory and my pleasure, and you will not lack understanding again. Cry out, I say, for I am here for you, says the Lord.
And now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My, on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Acts chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. King James Version, repent, ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Verse 20, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Verse 21, unto whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Watchman comment, repenting, don't you know, is tied to a real true truth conversion. It makes you truly saved, don't you know, so that your sins may be blotted out. Amen. Those words in this verse, shall come, means to come into being, to arise, to come forth, to show forth. And the word presence here can mean the face. So we could also read it this way. The times of refreshing shall come from the face of the Lord. My dear friends, when those times of refreshing come, will we then see his face? Wow! Face to face with Yahweh. I just cannot wait, can you? Acts chapter 3, verse 20. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Christ is about to return again, my dear friends. Are you ready to be face to face with him? If you are not ready, you will not like that face to face very much. I can assure you of that. But if you are ready, it will be joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. As spoken by all the prophets, Christ is in heaven right now, while his Holy Spirit abides on earth. But he will return very soon now. Amen and amen. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Hallelujah. My faithful supporters, Bobby, Virginia, Juanita, Virginia, Tony, PA, and Sandy, PA, in the Spirit of the Lord sent their Wow! Walk on Water love gift, and I bless them for obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Because without that love offering, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that is the true truth. Amen. Father, just bless Bobby, Juanita, Tony, Sandy, Lord, who made your program possible tonight. You know who they are, Lord. Please, Lord, bless them abundantly. Meet their every need, Lord. Amen and amen. I believe it. It's done. And also bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Glory, hallelujah. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio programming. Watchmen Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
New study finds link between flu shot and H1N1 flu pandemic. Researchers led by Vancouver's Dr. Danuta Skoronski, an influenza expert at the BC Center for Disease Control, noticed early in the weeks of the pandemic that people who got a flu shot for the 2008-2009 winter seemed to be more likely to get infected with the pandemic virus than people who hadn't received a flu shot. Watchman comment, my. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like what the Watchman's been telling you for a long time? Continuing. Despite the results of the experiment, Skowronski still bizarrely encouraged people to get the flu shot anyway. The former chair of the Council of Europe's Subcommittee on Health, Wolfgang Woodard, who in February 2010 said that the pandemic was manufactured by pharmaceutical companies in league with the World Health Organization to make vast profits while endangering public health. Woodard said that the governments were threatened by the special interest groups within the pharmaceutical industry as well as the WHO to buy the vaccines and inject their populations without any reasonable scientific reason for doing so. Watchman comment, once more, does that sound like what I've been telling you for years? I've also said, don't take the mark. Now should I add to it, don't take the shot? Continuing, does the FBI's looming biometric database bring the Big Brother 666 closer? The FBI is readying its 1 billion next generation identification program, a surveillance system that uses photographs and biometric data to help law enforcement entities nationwide identify possible persons of interest. But the Bureau has openly mulled cataloging photographs of innocent people taken from the surveillance cameras and social networking sites, much like Facebook, as well as biometric information gathered for non-criminal reasons, sending private advocates into a fury. Watchman comment, and well, they should get angry about that. That's an infringement upon our rights as American citizens, not to mention our privacy. Continuing. Ron Paul slams the political conventions of both parties. Representative Ron Paul, Republican, Texas, released a statement criticizing the Republican and Democratic parties for throwing lavish conventions at the expense of the U.S. taxpayers and knocked both parties for constantly calling the U.S. a democracy. Parties should fund their own parties, not the taxpayer, Representative Ron Paul said. Watchman comment, couldn't agree more. Continuing. We are not a democracy, Ron Paul continued. In fact, the Founding Fathers found the concept of democracy very dangerous. Democracy, Ron Paul said, is a majority rule at the expense of the minority. Our system has certain democratic elements, but the founders never mentioned democracy in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or the Declaration of Independence, said Representative Paul. Sadly, the Constitution and its protections are respected less and less as we quietly allowed our constitutional republic to dissolve into a militarist, corporatist social democracy, concluded Representative Ron Paul. Watchman comment, I could not agree more. America is a republic, not a democracy, as I've told you so many times. Do you remember in school when you pledged allegiance to the flag and you said, and to the republic for which it stands? You never said anything about democracy. But, as Ron Paul said, a democracy is government ruling over the people, while instead a republic is people ruling over the government. Welcome to Obama's democratic, communist, socialist, homosex government in America. Continuing. Michelle Obama says Barack is the Messiah. Michelle Obama confirmed what many Democrats have believed for years. Barack Obama is Jesus reincarnated. Watchman comment. Now, I'm not so sure of this particular source, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, as it's quite interesting and wouldn't surprise me a bit. Continuing with the report. Michelle Obama came onto the stage of the Democratic Convention in North Carolina to the strains of Stevie Wonder's new gospel song, Barack is Lord. And I don't know if that's a song or not. Some of you can give me a call or write me if that's true. Then she shocked the convention hall when she said that it wasn't until after she was married to Barack Obama for 2 years that she came to realize that Barack was, in fact, the Messiah. My. Has anybody heard her say that? Give me a call or write me a letter. But I'm going to continue this anyway. Barack is our savior, Michelle reportedly said in her speech. Barack will lead Americans out of the wilderness, out of the burning bush that was left for him. Barack will lead us to the promised land and part the seas so he can put windmills on the floors of the oceans and power the world with earth, wind, and fire. Watchman comment, sounds like something that they would say, doesn't it? Continuing. The First Lady also said that President Obama was in on the Clint Eastwood routine. She said Barack has said repeatedly that if he had a superpower, it would be the power to be invisible. Oh, brother. Sounds a bit far out, but it might be. Well, the fact is that Barack has superpower, and last week, he sat in the chair at the RNC convention while Clint Eastwood did his shtick. Barack loved it and plans on making Clint Eastwood an angel in limbo. Jeepers. It's kind of hard to believe, isn't it? There were some people that were upset that the word God was taken out of the Democratic Party platform. Michelle Obama revealed the reason for this. She said, you can't have Barack and God in the same document or sentence. It's redundant. Watchman comment, there's bits and pieces in that are apparently true, but I don't know if somebody added to that report or not. But there you have it. Barack Obama, the supposed confirmed Messiah. Oh, boy. A lot of you believe that, I know. My, oh, my. Is this all true? I do not really know. But it was from a source that I have not used before, and it may be a hoax. But in any event, it could come true, even if it is a hoax, because we don't want this guy for another 4 years. The hoax may become real if he gets elected again. I usually make sure that stuff like this is true before I put it on the radio. But this was so hilarious, I just had to put it on. But I am wondering if this election will soon reveal who the Antichrist is. However, maybe he is being revealed. Who knows just yet? But I will let you know when I know for sure. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News.
Continuing, active 2012 Atlantic hurricane season. The 2012 Atlantic hurricane season has been a busy one so far. The season-to-date statistics have far outpaced the long-term averages since 1966. On average, we don't reach the six-named storm of the season until September 8th. But in 2012, we've already had more than double this number with a total of 13 named storms. Eight already equals the average number of hurricanes, 8, in an entire season during the current active era from 1995 to 2011. Continuing, possible gun grab. Obama Justice Department ends due process. The Justice Department has granted the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, the power to seize and administratively forfeit property under the guise of controlling substance abuse. The ruling grants the ATF power to take property from people that have not been charged or convicted of a crime. The Constitution recognizes that we have immunities, privileges, and a right to due process. If the Obama Justice Department can end due process in the name of fighting substance abuse, they can end the right of due process in all cases. My, that's going to be a dangerous thing for America. Continuing. Food stamp spending has doubled during Obama's current 4 years. $75.7 billion now spent each year. New data released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, about its Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, also known more popularly as food stamps, reveals that more people than ever are now taking handouts from the federal government to buy food. According to the latest figures, about 45 million individuals living in America are now enrolled in the food stamp program, which is more than double the number that were enrolled in 2003. Since the SNAP program has long been abused by many who are not actually in need of assistance, the latest figures are particularly concerning as they suggest that fraudulent use of the entitlement program may be on the rise. Either that or more people than ever are now legitimately unemployed and in need of financial assistance, an equally daunting predicament that poses its own set of problems. Continuing. White House hands Iran's Ahmadinejad a global megaphone. Just a few days after the anniversary of the September 11 terror attacks, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad will travel to New York City. Once he arrived, he was handed a platform to incite violence and hostility from the center of the UN universe, just a few miles from ground zero. This is the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who openly advocates genocide, brazenly endeavors to commit terrorist attacks on American soil, kills and kidnaps Americans abroad, brutalizes his own people, sponsors terrorism around the world, and is on the verge of acquiring a nuclear bomb. Watchman comment, My. Yet Obama welcomes his Muslim buddy Ahmadinejad with open arms, while Obama refuses to even speak with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Continuing, Breitbart News says real employment at 19%. Beneath the surface of the jobs report lies the reality of just how disastrous the Obama economy is. When you include the underutilized labor figure with the 8 million Americans who have lost hope altogether and stopped looking for a job, real unemployment now stands at just under 19%. Watchman comment. Now, do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? Breitbart News is a reliable news source. I have said for a long time they lie about the percentage of unemployment, and that is more likely over 20% and even higher. So here are three more unemployment facts for you. Number one, a record 88,920,000 Americans are no longer in the labor force. Number two, every fifth man in America is out of work. Number three, one out of two Americans are now low income or below the poverty line. My. Continuing, claim Obama hid gay life to become president. Watchman comment. This was from a pretty reliable news source. I normally don't name news sources because I feel the Lord has told me not to, but I named that last one, and this was from Jerome Corsi. Chicago homosexual community shocked he could keep his gay life secret. A prominent member of Chicago's homosexual community claims Barack Obama's participation in the gay bar and bathhouse scene was so well known that many who were aware of his lifestyle were shocked when he ran for president and finally won the White House. Nobody who knew Obama in the gay bar scene thought he could possibly be president, said Dujon. Dujon, founder and editor of the Hillary Clinton-supporting website HillBuzz, said he has firsthand information from two different sources that Obama was personally involved in the gay bar scene. If you just hang out in these bars, the older guys who have been frequenting these gay bars for 25 years will tell you these stories, Dujon said. Obama used to go to the gay bars during the week, most often on Wednesdays, and they said he was very much into older white guys. Obama, Dujon said, is not heterosexual, and he's not bisexual. He's homosexual. Watchman comment, I always wondered and suspected because no straight would ever approve of homosex like Obama does. No straight would do that even to get elected. Just might be. And by the way, the Bible does say that the Antichrist will be a despiser of women. And that's what most homosexuals are. Although some are what they call bisexual, and they're not despisers of women. They go both ways. But I believe the Antichrist will be what the Bible says, a despiser of women. Does that mean a homosexual? I don't know. The Bible doesn't say. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If the Lord is touching your heart, please write Signs, spelled SIGNS, P.O., Box 122. Town is Lyle, spell that, LISLE. State is New York, just abbreviate, NY. Zip 13797. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want. But I guarantee if you write me, I will not bug you. Though I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all science programs on the air. I only answer letters that are sent to me, and I never send another one unless another is sent to me. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Faith Equals Trust. Psalms chapter 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. My friends, the word verily in this verse is the Hebrew word emunah. It means faith or faithfully. When we trust in the Lord and our trust is demonstrated by doing good, he declares that he will faithfully feed us. How will we be fed? The Hebrew word for fed is ruah, which means shepherd. Yes, the good shepherd feeds his flock who trust him by leading them to green pastures, and he does it faithfully. Jesus is our chief shepherd. We know his voice, we trust him, and follow his direction. At least I hope you do, so we don't go hungry. My dear listening friends, are you continuing to trust in the Lord and to do good, to dwell in the land Yahweh has put you into and to be fed there? But your deepest hunger should be for Christ, Jesus Christ, the shepherd himself, to be nearer to him as he feeds you in every way. Yet the Lord's deepest longing is that you will dwell with and in him, as he said, abide in me and I in you, John chapter 15, verse 4. Not only does our life depend on Yahweh, who is faithful, but the greater relationship the Lord Jesus offers and desires is to be our friend and even our husband. For Christ is the bridegroom of the body of Christ, don't you know? Amen. Enough said. Get right and get ready. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Glory to God. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach altar call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
For God has not appointed his people unto wrath, but unto salvation. Cry out to God now. Be spared. God has a program just for you. Don't think of yourself any less than what God's word has said that you are. I don't care who has called you trash and who has called you garbage. God says that I created you, and I formed you, and I shaped you, and I made you. And if you call upon me, I will save you, and I will change you, and I will keep you unto myself. Thus says the Lord, come unto me.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in right now today, you and I. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. 9 p.m. Eastern, you calculate your time. 4840. For more daily news in text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. All one word, just like it sounds, signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link. It goes to my End Times news site. Here's the address to write again a little faster so you can check what you wrote. SIGNS PO Box 122 LISLE NY 13797.
This is Brother Andy calling from North Carolina. I'd like to ask all the listeners out there that have not made a call yet to call Brother Johnson and support him. You know, just give him encouragement and got to be with us all these end days.
Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear the program when you call or write. Are you ready to dial? Here it comes. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Hallelujah, and thank you so much, my friends, for tuning in one more time tonight to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And I thank you, thank you, thank you, and I pray for all on this program, and especially all of you who send your love gifts to keep this program on the air. Remember, no love gift is too small. Signs listeners are the best. They understand it's the love behind it that counts, don't you know? They get the loving, true truth here on Signs Radio.
I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.